how it was going to work out. But when I read about Jesus, I realized it didn't look good. They arrested Jesus one night when he got up from a prayer meeting. They arrested him that night. They took Jesus and whipped him till blood poured from his body. Boy, it didn't look good. They took Jesus from one judgment hall to the next, and it didn't look good. They took a thorn of crowns and beat it down in his head. But it didn't look good. They took him and put a cross on his back. It was so heavy that he fell. And sure, it didn't look good. But you gotta realize that it's still working. Oh, praise his name. They took Jesus. They put nails in his hand. I know it didn't feel good. Neither do it look good. And they took Jesus and wrapped him up between heaven and earth. Here goes Mary, his mother, and John, his brother, who's standing there looking. And they said, boy, this don't look good. But Jesus looks around, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. No, it don't. Good. The devil slapping high five. We got him now. We put him on a tree. The same kind of tree that we got Adam and Eve with. Now we got Jesus with a tree. We put him on a tree. Oh, come on, praise his name. And Jesus, he looks up to heaven and he said, Father, I commend my spirit into thine hand. Now look like all hope is gone. It did not look good. Jesus didn't have a grave. They wrapped his body up, put it in a borrowed tomb, but it didn't look good. And see, what you need to know, it do look bad. And while you're going through in your dormant state, Jesus went to hell. They couldn't see Jesus working, but he was working it out. He went down to hell, took captivity captive, brought the righteous out of hell, the Sheol, or the place of the grave, went back to the grave. Somebody say yes. But on the third day, it didn't look good. But early, can I get somebody preach along with me and say, early. Sunday morning, he got up, and what didn't look good, it worked out for the good, not just for my good, but for mankind's good. He rose up, and he said, power, I have power in my hand. Say yeah. So what didn't look good, it worked for the good. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Yeah. Yeah. Won't he work for you? Won't he open doors that's been closed in your face? Won't he heal you? Won't he bless you? Won't he give you just what you need? Won't he? I say, won't he? Won't he touch your body and tell you to run on? Won't God do it? Is he able? Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He'll lift you up. He'll pick you up with your downtrodden self. Look like the enemy came in, almost took you out. You couldn't lift up your head. But I heard the word say, he's the lifter of your head. Say yeah. Say yes. I heard him say that the enemy, that no weapon formed against me. Yeah, I seen some things. Some stuff came against me. I saw it form up. But I realized if God be for me, look here. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. If God's in the battle with you, you ought to shout now.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Out of all the mistakes you see. Anybody thank the Lord today? Praise his holy name. Get on your feet and turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh now for this word that you have for us this day. Bless your people. Open the ears of their understanding. Give to them these principles that they may practice and profit from. Giving you all praise, glory, and honor. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. May the Lord bless his word and those who hear his word. This word we have before us today brings both caution and clarity to the issue of friendship. It warns that too many friends can be a ruin to the life of the person who is a true friend. There are some principles in this word that I want to share with you today that I hope you'll hear, because it can mean the difference in you picking the right friends or the wrong friends. For just a little while, I want to ask you the question, what kind of friends do you have? What kind of friends do you have? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what kind of friends do you have? And if you ain't got a neighbor you want to, talk to yourself and say, self, what kind of friends do I have? And it's a question I pray you ponder in your heart, because there are some serious consequences to having the wrong folk around you. First of all, there is revealed in this verse a universal principle. It is profitable wherever, whenever, and with whomever practices it. It is a universal principle, because this word shares with us there are some things that we must be clear about when we attempt to have friends. The Bible says, a man that hath friends, plural. So the first thing about this principle is we learn responsibility. Responsibility. A man that hath friends must show. Must show means that we must be responsible for the friends we make. Everybody is not your friend. There are some companions. There are some acquaintances. Yeah, there are some homeboys, and there are my whatever you want to refer to, but they aren't all friends. And you've got to be clear about what a friend is by understanding what you must be. So you must be responsible, because the word says a man that had friends must show. Must show. You're responsible for showing the very reality of that you enjoy in friendship. See, a whole lot of folk want friends, but they want them for the wrong reasons. See, friendship is a mutual relationship. It's a give and take. If you got a friend who's always taking and you're always giving, that ain't a friendship. You've got to understand a responsibility is on both parts. And so you need to be clear about this when you talk about having a friend. It says not only must that person be responsible, but they must also be responsive. Because it says show himself. And I'm going to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that you say more about yourself in how you respond to the need of a friend than it says about a friend. In other words, when you show yourself, it shows what's in your heart. It shows what's in your mind. It shows what you are capable and desire to do by your responses in a situation or crisis of a friend. If you're a real friend, they ought not have to ask you to do what they have already done for you. If somebody needs help and it's a friend, they shouldn't have to beg you for help, especially when you stepped up to the call without them even asking. A real friend is a friend not just when it's convenient, not just what time of day it may be that's preferable for them, but a real friend is a friend no matter what time of day or night that friend is needed. You can be just getting comfortable in your bed, and a friend calls, I've broken down. A friend called, listen, I've got trouble. Friend called, listen, this thing has happened. And you will respond in such a way that they'll have no doubt this is a true friend. So you must be responsible. You must be responsive. But here's something else as I continued to study this word that blew my mind. Because the word says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Friendly. And so, you know, when we first hear this and we think of this just surfacely, so it says, pretty much, if you got some friends, then you need to be friendly as well. Or some frame of thought, school of thought says, you've got to first be a friend to have friends. And so we have all of these, and all of these are not incorrect, but it's not the correct interpretation of the scripture. See, when it says a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, it takes into account both relationship and resources, which means that you need to be careful in who you decide you're going to be friends with. Because if you are a friend to a person that you cannot with the same resources help or respond, then that means you are not responsible enough to respond in like manner, thus not being an appropriate friend. In other words, if you're going to be a friend, you need to count up the cost. You need to make sure that you can be the kind of friend that you want someone to be to you. Now, here's what the BBE translation says, paraphrase. A man that has many friends will come to ruin. The ASV translation says, a man or a person who has many companions will come to destruction. So what it's literally saying is you need to be careful not only to pick your friends, but to limit your friends. I don't think you heard me. You hear that person that said, everybody they meet is my friend. That's my friend. That's my friend. No, that's inaccurate. That is not the case. See, because here's what's true. You will discover that in a decision to choose friends, it doesn't release you from your responsibility or responsiveness to that friend. Let me give you a good case in point. Jesus was a friend not only to sinners, but to those he embraced. Of those 12 he embraced intimately, one, Judas, betrayed him. And Judas went out and negotiated to have Jesus taken. And Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had just finished praying because he knew this hour was coming. And here come Judas with a mob behind him. And Judas says, whichever one I kiss, that's the one. Hold him fast. But when he gets to Jesus, Jesus says, friend. Now here's what's clear. What he was saying was, I have been a friend to you, and you have not been a friend to me. But just because you've not been a friend to me doesn't release me from continuing to be a friend to you. And that's the only reason you ain't dead. I wish I had a helper in the house. Listen at this. So it's clear that too many friends can ruin you. If you hold true to being the kind of friend you are supposed to be. And then it moves on. Not only is there a universal principle, but secondly, there is a unique personality. Because the record says, and there is a friend. And there is a friend. It's talking about singular and supreme. First of all, is a friend is singular. But this friend is supreme. He is superior. He far surpasses any and all other friends. Here is the school of thought. If you only had one friend, this is the friend to have. And there is a friend. Now look at here, because not only does it talk about singular and supreme in the same principle of the uniqueness of this personality, but it also talks about sticketh and stay. Because it says sticketh closer. And to understand that when it talks about sticketh, it gives off the truth and the insight of a super adhesive. Talking about something stronger than super glue. Talking about clinging, cleaving, continuing. You see, this friend sticketh when all of the others slide away in the midst of troubles, in the midst of trials. And I want to throw this out parenthetically. You really get to see who your friends are when crises hit your life. I want to throw out clearly and parenthetically that even before I went through my challenges, I didn't have but a few friends. And the true friends I have are still friends, but the folk who call themselves friends fell off by the wayside. Listen, trouble will try your friends. All you've got to do is have a little trouble, have a little trial, have a little issue, and you'll discover who your real friends are. And so he sticketh. He don't just stick for one trial. But when the next one, he sticketh. And then when another comes, he sticketh. And he just keeps on sticking, and the record is he stays, which means he'll never leave you. He won't forsake you. When it's all said and done, he'll be right by your, we started together, and we're going to finish together. That's the kind of friend he's talking about. The writer of Proverbs, Solomon himself, the wisest man save Jesus that ever lived, gave us this truth. And it's important to understand that you really need to have a friend in your life like this. Young people, listen at me. Hear me when I say choose your friends carefully. Choose your friends carefully, because what you don't understand is just being in the company of the wrong people can get you in trouble. You don't have to do what they do, just be with them. People with the wrong influences can mess up your reputation. Be careful who you choose to be around or to embrace as friends. And what you don't understand is many times you are judged by your friends. Well, I thought this person was a whole lot better than that, but if they got this person for their friend, and don't realize, my brothers and sisters, that there's much that goes into being and having a good friend. When you say I'm a friend, you're saying a mouthful. When you say that's my friend, I hope that you're saying the very same thing. That you know somebody that is real enough, that is clear enough, that is transparent enough, that you can trust. If you got friends you got doubt about, that ain't your friend. If you got friends you got to question, that ain't your friend. If you got friends you can't turn your back on, that ain't your friend. If you got friends you can't leave in your house when you're not home, that ain't no. Y'all ain't talking to me. Y'all got issues this morning? Maybe you thinking about your friends. Maybe you going down your list. Maybe you're disqualifying folk who said they were your. Talk to me, somebody, if you can. And there is a friend, singular and supreme, that sticketh closer. He sticks and stays than a brother. And they're talking about none other than a sweet Savior. Listen at this. What it really says is, when you read this, this friend sticks closer than kin. This friend sticks closer than kin. Have you ever had a real friend who was there for you when your own kinfolk weren't there? I'm talking about a true blue friend who didn't make excuses for being there or not being there, but they heralded the call and they were there for you when even some of your family folk weren't there. Have you ever had a friend that you didn't even know was as dear until crisis rose in your life and they showed themselves faithful? Far more than family. This is the kind of friend that sticks closer than kin. And may I suggest to you this morning, my brothers and sisters, you need to get to know this friend. What a sweet Savior we have. No wrong.